You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Yeah. I try and make fetch happen.
I wonder what he just does all day, and I really think all that he does
in this economy.
So I might just be accidentally ghosting him.
I got broken up with at the bike rack.
Were you in Memers Anonymous?
No, I wasn't allowed in Memers Anonymous.
What's that?
Colby, explain what Memers Anonymous was. They really take their time over there.
Who does? We're live. Who's shitting on this morning?
I'm not shitting on anyone. I'm just...
Katie's like, who, me?
I'm just stating a fact
that Frame Bridge, the place that frames my pictures, takes their sweet time to frame.
They're going to hear this and be really upset.
Well, you know...
They're going to be like, we're going to take double.
They do custom frames, don't
they? No, I understand.
Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, it's a custom job, so I totally get it. And I definitely... brought them three things that are kind of challenging to frame. Mm. So I fully understand. I'm just impatient.
Wait, is it secret or which ones did you take?
Oh, it's not secret. I took Don't Give Up the Ship.
Okay.
Don't Give Up the Ship, the flag that I had in the last apartment. Mm. And I'm going to do a shadow box frame.
Oh, that's fun.
And then my Prada painting.
Flying Prada.
Oh, I feel like you've been wanting to frame that for so long.
So I'm going to get that one. It's not in a shadow box. It's like kind of almost folded into a canvas, if that makes sense. Like it's going to look like it's a canvas.
Mm-hmm.
But trust, it's going to look good.
Like, I trust
it. It's going to look great. And then I got this other print framed for my bathroom that matches the green of my curtains perfectly.
I love that.
So satisfying.
Tie it all together.
Sounds so nice. I can't wait to decorate a new apartment.
It's always like a rush, but then you realize how much furniture costs. And then
everything is so ungodly expensive, and it's only going to get more expensive. So
the tariffs.
Don't even get me started.
Not the tariffs.
I can't even afford to move anymore without my stock portfolio looks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll buy an apartment this year. Like, I'll just sell some stock. No, the stocks, they're zero.
Yeah, today, I heard, was like going to be Armageddon on Wall Street.
You are correct.
Yeah.
We were talking about it last night in the apartment, and I was getting so frustrated at everybody because I'm just like, I hate losing money. And so everybody's talking about it, and I'm like, I can't talk about this anymore. Like, everybody just stopped talking, snapped at everybody, and now it's awkward in the apartment.
It's just really stressful.
We're all not speaking to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. But what are you going
to
do?
No, it does. I literally can't even listen to like the only podcasts I listen to are like The Daily.
Yeah.
Obviously, Measurement Man, obviously. When I edit the
I was like, wait, you like to hear yourself talk?
No. But like I listen to The Daily like pretty religiously. And The Daily is just like depressing every single day. Because obviously it's like so centered around politics and what's going on in the world, and
yeah,
right now, like I work with law firms, obviously we know I love employment law, and right now law firms are like in a massive war with Trump, and it's just like a really depressing, like every content I hear is just sad.
It's literally everything starts with, we have some awful news coming out. Like, that's just how every phrase starts, and it's hard to, like, have a positive outlook on
it's like urgent care.
Yes,
it's like they
exactly.
Always are giving you the worst.
Yeah.
And there's no best.
Yeah.
No, this is the best. Us.
Yeah, we're the best.
We're the best. Yeah.
The daily's the worst.
We're going to give you some great news. And that is, we weren't supposed to be here today because I made an error.
We have a surprise episode.
I told you guys. It was my fault. I'm taking full responsibility. You guys just went along with it, which is good to know.
But you want to know something so funny? Is I think I attribute the fact that I was so confused about what week we were on,
yeah,
because of you saying that. And I was like, oh shit, if next week we're not doing an episode, that means next week is Easter, which means we have Allie's wedding next weekend.
No, I've been living a week ahead all month. Like, for some reason, it hasn't been making sense to me that there is a weekend like coming up that we don't have the wedding. I've just been voiding that weekend.
Well, I said that we were going to take off.
Yes.
Because
you were like, no new episode next
because
week.
Because of all of our spring plans, slash, it's again, me, the problem. I'm going on a long trip. So I was like, oh, we're not going to record next week. Lies. Here we are. Next week.
You will not have an episode.
We will not be here.
What a pleasant surprise.
So yeah, this listeners. Is like a little like a bonus. Like
the people are not going to know to look out for us on Friday.
I feel like most people have their post notifications on or whatever it's called. Like the little bell. If you go to our profile page or like our, if you type in Match Made Manhattan on Spotify and you click the little bell icon, you'll.
To be completely honest, I didn't even know that existed. So like for all my podcasts now, I'm like, okay, mental note.
I think
note.
It's a bell. Is it not? Or is that
for
on YouTube?
Mine, I think it's just podcasts that I'm subscribed to just automatically pop up in my
have to subscribe though.
You have to follow. Yeah. Oh, and yes.
It's a bell.
There is a bell.
Oh, it is a bell.
That you can turn on.
I do have the bell on, but I don't even think I knew that existed.
If you click the bell, then you will get a notification.
You'll receive new episode notifications from this show.
Yep.
Slay.
So whenever you like a show, do that. Also, then it will show up on your homepage of Spotify. But I don't know what it is on the podcast app. I feel like it must be something similar.
I have some beef with Spotify lately.
What's wrong?
So I started listening to like white noise before I go to bed. But this was a while ago. Like I don't even do it anymore. And now all of my Discover Weekly and Release Radar is like the latest and greatest storm sounds. And
like, have you not been listening to anything else?
Well, like I'll put on my Release Radar or my Discover Weekly and I'll just kind of like let it shuffle. And then all of a sudden it's like the most aggressive like... And then it just like keeps going and I'm like, wait, what the hell, like why is this on my Discover Weekly? And then I keep clicking the button that's like stop showing me this or like delete or like never show this to me again. Yeah, not interested. And it keeps giving me more on my Release Radar. I'm like, I don't need to hear the latest like dark sea noises every
Release
week.
Radar. I'm not listening to that.
Oh, you don't get Release Radar?
Yeah, I don't listen to that either.
Oh really, Colby, you would be all up in Release Radar.
Really?
It's like literally all of the new, like latest top hits from like people you love.
The thing that I find myself doing the most recently is I'll find either like a remix of a song that I like or just a song that I like. And then I listen to the curated suggested songs after that.
Oh, you click like Star Radio from the song that you like.
I don't even do radio. It just starts playing songs after.
Oh, that's usually my strategy is I like will find a song I like.
My thing is I don't even listen to new music really. I listen to old music.
Yeah.
Like old.
Do you guys make albums or do you only listen to your like songs?
I add songs to playlists, but I find a playlist that I like the bones of and then I just keep contributing to that and then it ends up being a really weird mix of music.
I see.
And then I start a new one.
Because, like, I'm somebody who I just like songs and I only play music for my like songs. Or I'll, like, click a like song that I like and start a radio from it.
I don't like songs. I think all of my liked songs, like, on that list are probably by accident.
Yeah, same. I don't do that either.
I don't really... That's just, like, not my habit. Isn't it crazy how everyone's different with, like, their listening habits?
Yeah.
Of, like, what they do?
Yeah. I was so flattered. I had my friend's engagement party a few weekends ago. And I walked in and my friend was like, this is your playlist. And I was like, oh my God.
I play Party Girl Era all the time.
Oh, same. That's such a good playlist.
Colby has great playlist for getting ready to go out if you ever need one, listener.
That playlist that I made for the Valentine's Day dinner party is also a good one for like background noise of
what's it called?
A party. It's called Valentine's. I should actually change it because now it's just a universal
change it to like party dinner playlist. Party.
You need it to be like an evergreen title name.
Okay. I'll give it a listen for my next dinner party.
Yeah.
My next dinner party around the coffee table that we eat at every day.
It's like, have you ever had one?
No, but we will.
Yeah.
In our new apartment.
Someday.
Dinner parties, they don't happen as much as I thought they would in adulthood.
No.
I was really anticipating more.
Like none of us have apartments where we can really, like you do, technically, I feel like. But like, it's in development.
It's in development, but like, dinner party signifies to me like dining room.
Yeah, yeah.
I try and make fetch happen. Or like, every once in a while.
Well, pre-games galore, absolutely. Yeah. We do
I've
a lot
had
of pre-games.
A few dinner parties.
I went to one a few weekends ago and they got two white foldable tables and put it in their living room and they just moved all the furniture out of their living room and it was honestly really cute and I need more of that. I feel
I think the reason why it doesn't happen as much is because it's a lot of work
yeah
to like
but it's such like a fun event.
Oh my god. Yes, and it's I feel like it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about like all the logistics, like I'll never forget.
It is a lot of work.
At book club one time, Mary, who hosts our book club, we're kind of on a long hiatus. We need to come back from that.
It's been like a year hiatus. Book club,
it's canceled.
I think what happened is like everyone got boyfriends and then just gave up on book club. So we need to revive book club.
Well, also she moved out of the city.
True.
Yeah.
No, I don't blame Mary one bit because she was really like carrying. She was the glue that held book club together.
She just moved back.
Okay, good. So maybe it'll come back. But I'll never forget the first book club I went to. She rented like 5 foldable tables. She rented like vases and went to the florist and got like all of these like custom bouquets done. She like decked out this table. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, is every book club like this? No, just the first one I went to. I was like, wow, this is the most extravagant book club ever.
Like that was the first one you went to. And then I think I went to the second one, which was at that restaurant. Well, because I was
like, you got to come to this. I'm like, this is a real, real ass event.
Because the second one was at the restaurant, the French place in the West Village. Yeah,
then we started going to restaurants, which is great. And then we went from
Shay's apartment.
Well, then we went to bars. Like we've kind of like slowly started like, which is fine. It was lovely, and
I hope we bring book club black.
Book club black.
Book club black.
Book club black. Yeah, yeah. So I just, whenever I think of like an extravagant table rental situation, but I remember the cleanup was like, I remember feeling so bad for her.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much to like do after that.
Especially if you're like renting decor.
Because you have to coordinate like the pickup of it. Yeah. And like everything just is 10 times harder when you don't have.
The strategy for hosting a dinner party is you can be like, I'll do like the table and I'll do like the main course, but like everybody else bring like sides, dessert, alcohol.
Yeah, so then at least it's
like, yeah, like put people to work, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a normal way to host a dinner party in the city.
It's also really hard because I have people over for dinner sometimes to time cooking everything.
Yeah, so it's not cold.
And also to like have everything ready when you want it to be done.
Oh, when I start hosting dinner parties, like it's gonna be there's gonna be catering. There's gonna be Uber Eats coming to the apartment. Like, do you guys ever just scroll back in your Instagram and look at like previous years and posts and things like that?
Of course. I saw this TikTok last night that was, I just walked 3.5 miles on the treadmill stalking myself.
Yeah.
And it was the most relatable video I've ever seen. Like sometimes I think because I'm like looking for a specific post.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to find something specific. And then I'm like, oh, wait, remember that time?
Yeah.
And then I'm like scrolling.
Yeah.
And then I do the same thing.
I'm not even in my feed. I'm in my archive from my stories.
Oh, interesting.
Because I don't post in my feed.
I haven't looked in my archive in a while. But I was just scrolling my feed. And I was like in a deep hole of stalking myself. And I saw like we used to host so many things at our apartment in like the early years of the city. Like we did used to kind of host dinner parties. Like we would have like Thanksgiving. There's this picture of me in front of the tree. Like Alex and I in front of the tree with this. We told everybody it was a turkey. It was roast chicken. Or we said that we roast a turkey, but it was like a Whole Foods roast chicken. Then I just like put on a plate and made it look like we cooked it.
Was it a rotisserie chicken?
It was a rotisserie chicken.
No one thought that was a turkey.
Everyone did, I swear.
They're tiny.
No, it was a big ass rotisserie chicken. Are you saying the turkey's tiny?
No, rotisserie chickens compared to a turkey are tiny.
No. This is a blown up rotisserie chicken, I'm telling you. And I like had 3 of them and I put them all on one plate. So it just like looked like a lot of chicken. There's a picture of it on my Instagram if you want to go see it. And it's like, it's back when my one takeaway also from like stalking myself was I was like, somebody needed to take Tessa away from me. Like, what was I doing?
No, it was the Do You Travel presets. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We used to use Lightroom and do presets. Oh, yeah.
I had that the Tessa.
Right. Yeah.
I had the Tessa Lightroom presets before she made her app.
Ugh.
I was using her Lightroom.
I think I had those too.
We were all insanely orange.
So orange.
The whites of our eyes and our teeth were...
Pronounced.
Were... I don't even know, whiter than white. Like they were like
we invented a new
fluorescent, and then like everything was orange. Why was everything orange?
No, literally, I started going back, and I was like, I just need to delete this. Like delete. I started cleaning up house.
But everyone was in that era, though. Like it wasn't normal. I was trying to think, like, what is the trend, the social media like visual trend right now that will be. That we will be complaining about.
Probably blurry photos.
Like that we will be like, what the fuck were we thinking?
I like love blurry photos.
No, me though. Too.
If a float is like not blurry, I'll literally put it. Floto, you know I'd be mixing up words sometimes. You know how I do. If a photo isn't blurry, sometimes I'll just throw it into Tessa and like put the blur.
Yeah.
All like, the time, the motion blur
the
or whatever.
The fact that I think you're so right. The fact that we like put fake blur onto photos right
hilarious.
Now. Is hilarious of us. Like a photo that isn't normally like crisp. We're putting a fake blur
And now we're going to look back in like 5 years and be like, why the hell did I blur out that perfectly normal picture?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's cool and it's a vibe, you know?
Well, I did see this TikTok that broke my heart.
Oh, no.
That the like chevron and pineapple. Remember how obsessed we were with like pineapples and owls and like chevron back in like
I think I missed this.
The 2014s.
Yeah.
For like trends. Like there was this one.
Lamp.
Pineapple, we just like loved pineapples and mustaches, you know, like these like symbols of the
I know that people 20... were obsessed.
Yeah, I can't say that.
I never partook in the mustache or owl obsession.
All right, whatever. But you know how like people listening at home, you know how obsessed like generally culture was with those objects back in like 2015, 2016. I saw this TikTok that like martinis and like fish. Like people are obsessed with like martini, like I'm talking like prints and like design. You're like obsessed with like those types of things today. Those are like the pineapples and chevron of the 2015s.
Interesting.
Like sardines, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm seeing like those like types of prints. If you go on Pinterest for 5 minutes, you're gonna see like some like either artsy martini type of print or like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are gonna become like the chevrons and of the 2015s.
Interesting.
And I'm like, I hate knowing that, but also like, okay, so be it.
But isn't it kind of funny? Because it's like, I feel like we're in such a cool era right now. Like I feel like I'll always think that blurry pics are cool and like trousers are cool, you know?
Yeah, but.
But like in 5 years from now, are we just gonna look back and be like, oh, that was ugly?
It might be longer than 5 years, but like I thought my older sisters were so cool wearing their like mini skirts and ripped tank tops and Uggs. Like when they would go, they wore the craziest stuff back when I was like in elementary school and middle school and they were in high school and going to parties. And it was like the hills, what they wore. And everyone just looked crazy, but I thought that they looked so cool. And that was even red carpet fashion when people would wear skinny jeans with like dresses over them. And it was just amazing.
That's like, and so like the Nickelodeon Disney Channel era. Exactly. Like I'm picturing like what's her face from iCarly. Ashley Tisdale
Miranda
too, but
Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove. I feel like I have this vision in my head of her wearing skinny jeans with a dress on top of it and looking completely ridiculous. Yeah. But
at the time
they were like, that's iconic.
Yeah. It'll probably be like at our 40th birthday when we're like, what the heck?
Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
You just gotta have fun in the space you're in.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
You gotta do what you can with the things you have. With the knowledge you have, rather.
We already got through wearing business casual to as formal wear. So,
oh my god,
I think we're on an upward trajectory.
Not even as like formal wear; it's just like day to day. Like on a random Tuesday in high school, I was wearing a blazer and trousers.
Yeah,
like not even leggings, like trousers.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Those were the days.
It's really quite treacherous.
I feel like it was like we were obsessed with anchors as well.
Oh yeah. 100%. So many people have anchor tattoos.
Okay, so you were participating in that.
Oh yeah. I liked anchor stuff. I don't know. For some reason I never really got into like symbols like that until later in life. I feel like now maybe I have more stuff.
Anchors is very like Massachusetts of you, though.
Yeah,
like, kind of like makes sense.
Yeah. Yours, remember when brothers? We did like the braids as headbands?
I could never do that because I had like bangs, like bad bangs I was growing out, so then the pieces would just stick out. So I couldn't even do that look.
I did that for my 8th grade graduation. I remember it so clearly. I thought that I was so put together and fabulous.
But you were, though. The thing is, you were.
Meanwhile, I was, like, the most untrendy kid ever. Well, I guess maybe I wore, like, I just wore what everybody else at school was wearing. I was wearing, like, a Severna Park lacrosse hoodie.
You wore, like, the sporty cool people, like, that kind of attire, which was just, it was just, like, workout, like, I think athletic clothes, right?
I definitely remember, though, like, guys would come up to me and be like, that's not right, like you gotta like fix that. Like I would be like, oh, I have to wear mid calves, like everybody's wearing mid calves. And I'd get mid calves that were like immensely too mid calf.
Yours were too high.
Mine were like too mid calf.
You were wearing knee high socks.
I was literally wearing like knee high socks basically that I would like push down. And I remember this one guy was like, Adam, like those are your mid calves are too mid calf.
Mid calves are back in now.
They are, they really are. Wait,
but we ever, don't call them that.
Were they ever out?
Yeah, I feel like then we got literally toe socks. Or not toe socks, the
ballet flat.
Yeah, the ones that no show socks.
No show socks.
I like literally only wear these socks from Costco.
Yeah,
I recognize a million pairs of the KB.
I recognize those socks.
The Costco KB socks.
I don't know what's... I have so many different socks.
Same.
Like, I have, like, just collected socks over the years.
I think we need to do the intro. We're 20
minutes we've been talking about clothes for so long. I don't even know how we got there.
With that, welcome back to another episode. I remembered it was my turn this time. Of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good, considering we've had 7 straight days of rain.
It's so depressing.
April showers bring May flowers.
That's so true.
You know, I hear you, but like, I don't remember it raining this much last year.
I feel like the most annoying thing is it's like annoying rain outside. It's not normal rain. Like, I didn't have my umbrella up because it was just like misting. But when I walked into your apartment, I was soaked.
And now it's cold again. And I literally put away my winter jacket and have just denied the fact that it's ever going to be cold again. So I'm just going to be underdressed until it ends up being warm again.
That's fair.
I refuse to dig it back out. Yeah. Like, winter is over in my mind.
No, I mean, I wore a pretty thick jacket today, actually.
I'm dressing for the weather I want.
I love that. You're manifesting.
Dress for the job you want, dress for the weather you
want. You're manifesting. Yeah. Speaking of the job you want, how was week one on the job?
It was great.
We're on to week two. Are you so excited?
On to week two. Yeah, I'm excited to like feel as though I know what I'm doing.
Colby's got a big girl job.
The girl that I identified as thinking she was my friend. It's so funny, like trying to make work friends, but she asked me to go get drinks next week and I was like,
it was so fun. I literally thought you were about to like shit on her.
No, you started this off
being like, the girl I thought was my friend.
No.
I was like, what did she do? It's been a week.
I was like, I guess she's really my friend or really wants to be my friend.
Oh my God, where are you going to go get drinks?
So exciting. I have no idea. She's going to LA for work for something this week.
Coworker friends are the best. I love having coworker friends.
So do I.
You do have coworker friends.
You have a lot of coworker friends.
Yeah, but they're like, that doesn't count.
It kind of does. It's just in a different way.
I guess I would classify some of the influencers that I spend time with as my coworkers, and then some as like they're
your friends.
They're my friends.
Yeah,
but like there is gray area.
But I feel there is an interesting parallel is that I feel like what like Slack is to me, like I like Slack my coworkers all day, right in the office, is like Instagram DM to you or like comments to you. It's like that's how you like keep up with your coworkers. Like I might not be like texting them all the time, but like, you know, we'll be slacking throughout the day.
True. And
your equivalent is like Instagram DMs.
Or like just a group chat.
True.
We have group chats, but yeah, I end up just DMing people all the time.
Or just like responding to their stories.
I respond to everyone. Oh yeah. Like I don't really just cold DM people. I'm like responding to stories and we have like conversations from that. I'm in a lot of people's DMs. Let's just say that.
That's a good quality to have. I feel like people appreciate DMs.
Well, I started to like wean off of like responding to everyone's story like it's a personal message to me. Like I like quite literally would respond to like every single one of Danielle and Brooke's stories and be like, love this, something like that. And I'm like, I don't need to do this to every single frame, because then if I have like actually something good to say, like it's just lost in a sea of like, love this.
I'm kind of like that too though. Like I respond to every single story you post. I feel like you and Colby,
I don't think you respond to like every, I think you respond to the ones that deserve a response.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Which is great of you. And I just didn't have that instinct.
You were like literally every single thing. Brooke would post like a picture of Solid Core and you'd be like, emoji. Go girl.
No, like literally when they introduced the reactions, like you could just react, like you can easily click like heart eyes or fire emoji or whatever, was the best day of my life. Because it just made it so much easier.
I like stories a lot.
I don't know. I don't like stories because I feel like I feel like
liking stories is a sign of having a crush on someone. So I just leave it at that. I don't really like people's stories.
I take it as that sometimes. And then sometimes I'm like, that's a pretty picture. I'll like that.
Okay.
No?
I don't look at the likes on my stories.
Like sometimes I'll see somebody on vacation and they post like a gorgeous photo. And I'm like, that's beautiful.
You like double tap.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like rape. It doesn't warrant a response. So I just like it.
I do look at the likes on my story, but it's only to like identify specific characters. I'm like,
I don't like boy stories. I only like
it's for girls only.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I like that for you.
I would never like a boy story.
Even one that you like.
Colby would never do that. That's like, just not Colby at all.
Even one that you...
I hope that the boys that I like aren't posting stories.
There's like a few opportunities where a guy like feels like he needs to post a story. Number one, if he goes to a really cool golf course, mm-hmm. there's going to be a story with a geotag. I can't think of another.
A friend's wedding.
Fishing, a friend's wedding.
Friend's wedding. Well, no, they love a repost. If they're tagged in something and they feel like they look good, they're reposting.
Straight men do love a repost.
Pretty much always a group photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won't ask for a tag. They won't be like, tag me in that. But if you tag them in that, you know it made their day.
They're going to repost it. They're going to struggle to figure out how to do it. And we love that.
They're going to like turn it to the side. That's and honestly it's going to be angled on a slant.
It's honestly a green flag.
Green flag. If they repost a story and it's angled on a 45 degree angle. Perfect.
Yeah. And the background is never like recolored. It's always just
it's always like the hot pink, the orange,
whatever the auto setting is.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that's sad for them. They need more opportunities to shine.
I feel like that is their opportunity. I was thinking about this while I was walking, and I was like, who was I thinking about? I was thinking about one of our friend's boyfriends specifically, because I was like, I wonder what he just does all day. And I really think all that he does.
What?
You mean like on social media?
What do you think he does?
Like, I just have the craziest thoughts. No. I mean, kind of. It's like,
Adam, you think that he posts a lot on social media?
No. He doesn't post at all.
No. He's like, what does he do all day?
Yeah, I'm like, what is he doing all day?
Because
I don't have transparency into this person's life.
I was having a really hard time thinking of who you were talking about, because I was thinking that none of our friends' boyfriends really post that much unless it's like date night.
No, I should have explained that better, but like that's the whole point of it. It's like, I can't see people's, like, these straight men aren't posting their day-to-day. Yeah. Like, I post every single second of my day, I feel like, normally. I haven't really been posting that much recently, but, like, normally, I would, so, like, everybody knows what the hell I'm up to.
Yeah, isn't it just, like, killing them that they can't post their breakfast? Why?
I'm like, what did you eat for breakfast?
I mean, and the thing is, they can. They totally could, but they just don't.
And they shouldn't.
I feel like they're very active in their group chats, though. Like, on Instagram, like, memes.
They're like responding to things, sending memes.
Okay. Back and forth. Like the straight men love to send a meme, and they'll send like many memes. Oh. And like they don't even like warrant, there's like no responses. Like I've seen Jack's group chat, like group or just whatever, Instagram DMs, mm-hmm. and it's just all memes, and there's like no text. Like they don't talk, they talk in meme.
Oh,
they send memes.
It's like a different language.
And they could be like 10 memes in a row unrelated to one another.
Were you in Memers Anonymous?
No, I wasn't allowed in Memers Anonymous.
What's that?
Colby, explain what Memers Anonymous was.
We had a group me. This was, I think, before you could make group chats on Instagram. And in college, we had a group me, and it was just what you're talking about. It was people sending memes, and if you sent a meme that was labeled as like unfunny, you got removed. Like it was cutthroat.
Did Katie get removed?
No, I wasn't even allowed in because I wasn't deemed funny enough to even be in fucking Memers Anonymous. I was not
that
allowed.
That's like bullying.
Literally, it was bullying. I was not allowed.
Colby's like dying laughing on this couch.
Literally, everyone was in it.
It was crazy. I could probably open it right now. I don't have group me anymore though.
Was Colby the queen of Memers Anonymous?
No.
Like, was she the ringleader?
Why are you asking me?
Because you were observing from the sidelines.
No, I wasn't even allowed in.
No. I think one of our other friends was closer to the top of the hierarchy, and I think you know who.
Yeah, I know who it is for
it
sure.
It was definitely a boy.
It was
a Kappa Sig.
Yeah.
I think I know who. Had it out for me. decided I wasn't funny enough to send memes. Like, I'm sorry, it takes a very normal IQ, I'd say, to send a meme.
This is so funny.
The fuck?
The entire concept of just, like, how, I don't know, like, that resonates now today in the concept of, like, what's it called, membership clubs?
Yeah.
It's like you're always, like, on the outside looking in, and you're like, oh, that seems so cool to be in. I was talking to somebody about membership clubs, like recently, so that's why it popped into my head. And just, like, the entire concept of it is so crazy because, for example, like, Zero Bond came out, like, a year ago. But now there's, like...
There's already on to the next.
There's already other two other clubs that have opened up since, like, Shay Margot, which was, like, whatever, 6 months ago, and people were obsessed with it and addicted. And now it's, like, the new one, like, SVB. I don't know how this came into my head. I was like, this is so crazy.
And the vein is about to open.
Yeah.
So once that opens, people are going to be there.
I'm sorry. There's
and
like
the Korean club is a restaurant, but they also have a members club. And it's like everywhere has these different tiers of exclusivity that it just doesn't make sense.
There's like too many now. But it's like, okay, whatever his name is, Scott Sartiano, like probably spent all this money to open up Zero Bond a year ago. And there's already two more that are like cool.
And Casa Cipriani was like the thing to now it's irrelevant. Like, I don't know. It's stupid to even apply to one at this point because by the time you get in...
Yeah, there's already going to be a new one that's more important.
Right. I think as a friend group, what the strategy is like each person becomes a member at one.
You have to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah. And then you get like what? Like 2-3 guests, most of them maybe. And then that's how you do
it. I honestly am interested in the 22.
I've never even heard of that one.
Yes, you went.
What?
The bar.
Oh, it's called the 22?
Is that the bowling alley?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called the 22. It's a hotel and a members club, and there's a restaurant that's open to the public called Cafe Zafri on the first floor.
Okay, I was getting confused with the birthday party that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, no, I swear it was called something else.
No.
My goodness, there's so many new things. In this economy?
No, I know. That was such a hard pivot of me. I don't know why Memers Anonymous was all of a sudden making me think of like members clubs.
Because Katie was on the outside.
trying to get in. Because I wasn't a member.
Yeah.
At the hottest club in town at Elon University.
Then Memers Anonymous. Now Shay Margot.
I wonder if people still use that.
I was like begging. Just one person had to add me. There was like hundreds of people in this chat. It only took
Katie,
one.
There were hundreds and you were banned.
It took one person to add me and no one would.
I would be depressed.
Yeah.
That's, well, you couldn't just add somebody. I think it needed to be an admin.
It's an application process.
No, I think like you needed to be added by an admin.
Memers Anonymous was actually the first member club.
I feel like GroupMe, you just... Maybe I'm thinking of like a group chat. Because a group chat, obviously anyone in the group chat can add.
Yeah. People. I think... I don't know, though.
I don't remember how it went, but I feel like someone could have vouched for me.
Yeah.
You.
Sorry.
I'm looking right at you. She won't even make eye contact with me.
Colby didn't want to get banned from Memers Anonymous. You were a liability.
I wasn't on the members committee.
You know, I'm glad I wasn't in it because it reduced the stress of me perchance posting a meme that was deemed not funny.
Because I think that would be worse. To not be in it than to get in it and then get kicked out.
Yeah, like literally get the boot.
Imagine, like, this person removes this person.
Yeah, and also in the comm school, probably less so, but in the business school, like... If you walked into class, then all of the guys would be like, oh my God, that meme that you said, like, it would come full circle and people would just shit on you.
All right, I'm deciding that it was because I was not in the business school and that is why I wasn't added.
No, it probably is because I swear the only reason that I think I was even added was because I would always go study.
Colby's like, well, because I was funny, obviously. No.
Shay was in it.
I would go
Shay
study.
Shay was in it.
Oh.
And Shay... was in the comm school.
Oh.
Don't you freaking lie to me.
Colby's like gaslighting Katie on
the
couch.
No, but I think the reason that I was added was literally because I would go sit in those study rooms for like hours and hours and hours.
And they just had to add you because you were sitting in the study room for so long. They were like, we can't exclude her.
I was with the key holder to the group.
I see.
So.
Colby knew how to climb the ladder.
Yeah.
She knew how to climb that ladder.
Katie wasn't in the right study room, so unfortunately.
It's fine. You know what? I feel like I'm better because of it. Like, I you know.
You came out a better person, for
like,
sure.
Like, it just, what doesn't kill you.
Makes you stronger.
Makes you stronger.
And Memers Anonymous made you stronger.
I didn't know that Memers Anonymous was so jarring.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Yeah, it's really like bringing up my past demons. This is like PTSD
I'm
for
sorry.
Me. So let's change the subject. And instead, let's talk about Colby's date and Adam's date.
I haven't gone on a date since our last chat.
Oh, right. You didn't.
Yeah, we recorded on Thursday morning, didn't we?
But have you been speaking?
Yeah.
Is there another date in the works?
Yeah, he's running a marathon this weekend. Oh. So we'll see.
So after?
Yeah. I don't know. We might do something this week.
Oh. You should go on a run.
That would be awful.
I feel like, have you been on a running date?
No, but I will say I was talking to this guy on Raya like last week, or maybe the week before last week, and he like asked if I wanted to go to a workout class and then go to brunch after. And I obviously was like, okay, like you seem really cool, but to be honest, like I'm getting surgery on Monday, like I'm not gonna be able to do anything like that for a few weeks probably.
Was this gonna be the first date?
Yes.
That's a major red flag to me, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I would just be so sweaty and gross.
Yeah. He was also like, I'll show him to you after because I can't screenshot, I guess, since it's on Raya. But, and I'm like, I'm one screenshot away from getting banned on Raya. I always accidentally screenshot things all the time.
Muscle memory.
Muscle memory is literally just screenshotting. And then it's like, one more strike and you're out. And I'm like, fuck. But maybe it would be a blessing because why am I paying for that? But alas, I feel like that's recently where I've been meeting all the good guys. But anyways, this guy is like kind of looks wise. I'm like, eh. But he, you know, has a pretty good resume. So I was like, eh, maybe I'll like.
I think that. I honestly think that sounds kind of fun, though. Like something different instead of going to get drinks.
Yeah.
It feels more casual. And if it doesn't go well, at least like you worked out.
True.
No, you know? I completely disagree. I feel like how do you talk during a workout?
You don't. It's after.
Yeah,
it's,
but then I'm like, then I'm gonna look ugly and sweaty and disgusting.
Yeah, no. More what I'm thinking
for
of.
Like maybe date number three.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think that is fun. First date workout class, you're right. It's a little much.
I just feel you're gonna like, I'm just picturing like the full trajectory of the date. Like you're walking into like Barry's, you're like in the lobby waiting for him or whoever.
I don't really know what the logistics
would
like,
be. I'm going to go like, do you want to have a spot next to each other? Like, and then what? You're just working out next to each other, like giving side eye the whole time. Like what?
I suppose.
I feel like it would make more sense to just.
The more you dive into the details, it makes sense.
If you're going to do a non-drinks, I feel like that's totally fair to have a non-drinks first date. Like that's a good change of pace. Just do the coffee.
Yeah.
Don't do the workout class part.
Yeah, we'll save that for a different date.
It's just an interesting strategy.
Yeah. I guess it depends what workout you did. Like, you could do a class that's not so sweaty.
I mean, we were definitely...
But I sweat like a beast in any class that I do.
He was discussing, like, solid core Barry's, like, all the freaking military training workout classes.
I mean, it would be hot to watch someone who's very good at that do it. And then like go on a date after.
You would definitely not be taking any breaks.
But I feel like
no modifications. I'd be competing.
We would break up before we even finished.
That'd be the hardest workout of your life because you would like be going 100. But I feel like that just date number one just would not.
Yeah, and this guy was also really fit, so I could just tell that we would be really competitive if it was a Barry's class.
The kind of person that would suggest that is not the kind of person that we want. You know what I mean?
He just appears to me to be one of those guys that's like optimizing his life, you know? Like I've watched, so he has been on a bunch of interviews, and so I'll watch like his video interviews because I have the blessing now of getting to hear what his voice sounds like. Because I was like, his pictures are kind of weird, but it's like the kind of weird where it's like a straight man building their Hinge profile is like his kind of weird, which is like could potentially be my type. So then I listened to some interviews that he did and I was like, okay, he seems kind of normal in the interview.
Yeah.
And also you wouldn't be able to tell he was gay. So I was like, check, 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 check.
Yeah. All the boxes are being checked.
But then he asked me to go on a workout class as our first date, and I was like, ooh.
So he just doesn't want to waste time. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of into that, especially for you.
I'm just saying, guys, when we heal up over here.
I mean, different strokes for different folks. Like, but if you want to do that.
Up, he followed up on Saturday and was like, how's the recovery going? And I haven't replied. So I might just be accidentally ghosting him.
Well, your heart's just saying no.
My heart's saying, do I really want to go on a workout class first date? Like, I'm not positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do you.
It could either be fun or awkward.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards...
But I guess that's every date.
True, and at least you're getting a workout in. I mean, I see the benefits, but also, like, I don't know. I just feel like the kind of person that would suggest that...
Yeah.
...is not...
Maybe I'll do it for the plot. I feel like I should do it just to report back.
How old is he?
He's not young.
yeah. So that also makes sense, though.
He's not, like, too old, though. He's 36 or 37.
Oh, that's nice.
Which, like, I would totally...
No, that's not bad.
I'd bag a 35. Like, 35, I feel like, is my sweet spot. Okay. I'm 28 now. You know,
it's yeah, like 36 isn't that crazy.
No, I might be lying. He might be 38.
He's 42. He's 42.
Should we,
he's 42.
Should we just confirm? Let's see. He is.
Is he? Does he have a Wikipedia?
Page? Oh, 36.
36.
Does he have a Wikipedia? I don't think he has a Wikipedia, but he's in
Wikipedia.
Why are you saying it like that?
How do you say it?
Say Wikipedia. It
again? Wikipedia.
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 I'm speechless. It's Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Wiki.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I just like say it faster. Wikipedia. I think that's why you're confused.
This is giving bagel.
Bagel.
Whenever Adam
I feel like you've started to say bagel normal now.
Well, maybe I just got roasted so much that the
good.
Frontal lobe in my brain developed yeah. to be able to say it correctly.
There's so many good. Atomisms that just...
Bagel? You want to go have bagel. A bagel?
It's a bagel.
Yes, it is. A bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel. Correct.
Bagel.
Something's wrong with your mouth.
I don't say bagel. I just say bagel.
You used to say bagel.
I never said bagel. I've always said bagel. Roll the tapes. Roll the yeah. tapes. Production.
No, I don't have bagel. Time for that. I don't have time to scroll all the way back and find that.
You did used to say bagel.
All right, no, it was always bagel.
No, the people, OGs know.
The OGs will know that it was bagel.
Okay, so...
Anyways.
Changing the subject, but still...
Do we want to talk about my breakup?
You're in the hot seat. Give us the spiel of what happened to
guys,
you. Give us the spiel. Tell us.
I got broken up with at the bike rack, of all places. So
it happened after?
Or oh, yeah. Let me just walk you through the progression of this event.
Yeah, take us from the beginning.
So I think last week we talked about on the podcast how I was hoping that we would be... I was assuming we were mutually ghosting each other. He was obviously like a very bland texter, so I was just like, it seems like we're friends. Seems like we're not into this. Like, this seems, you know, more friend vibes. And so I stopped responding to him over the weekend, and I'm like, I think this is where I tap out. Like, need to match his energy. Like, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna call it. Quit while we're ahead. And then Monday he follows up with me, or Tuesday I think, and asked me to get a drink that night. And I was like, damn, like something is up. Like, this guy clearly, he must like me if he is continuing to ask me on dates. And maybe this is just how he is. Like, maybe he's just like bland. I feel so bad for saying
that. No,
like, but like text wise not a lot of
maybe, you know, a simple texter effort.
Yeah,
simple, he's a simple is maybe texter. A better way to say, yeah, it
bland sounds like derogatory and like mean, but like he just is a he's a man of few words.
He's via simple
text. Yeah. And but then again, like on dates, obviously, like there was only the intimate connection on like date 2 and 5, so I had already kind of written it off as like, okay, we're just friends. But then I was confused more generally about why he kept asking me on dates. But I am not a good I think I am a good communicator, but I'm not really confrontational, I would say, in these types of scenarios, or direct. So like I wasn't going to be the one to bring it up.
So like I'm a really good communicator, but like I'm not direct and I'm not confrontational. So
but like when I do say my words, I feel like I can say my piece.
You get your point across.
No, I get my point across, and I get it across concisely and well.
I'm completely the same person, same type. I don't like to.
But I am not going to bring up my grievances until you bring them up.
Like you're gonna start the conversation.
Exactly. Like they are going to start. I am going to react, basically. And so I agree to go on this date with him on Saturday. We go to get a drink. It was this whole situation where like Katie and Colby had already been complaining about this since day one, as well as like all my other friends, about how this guy will like ask me on these dates, but there's not really a plan. It's like I'm making the plan, basically, which is, it's fine because then I can pick places that I want to go to.
But you also were slotting him in, like you were being great in the sense that you would make time for him.
Yeah, I was
like,
being over-accommodating.
You were slotting him in when you literally didn't have time.
Yeah. I was for sure over-accommodating. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like making sacrifices to see him.
Yeah.
When it's like, why?
But I mean, I know. And that
no,
was
no, because you're a good person and because you wanted it to work.
I know. I was like, I need to fix him.
You want of. And you felt confident that like you could.
Well, because I was like, why is this guy continuing to ask me out? Like, he must like me. So like I may as well make an effort if he is continuing to kind of try to make an effort with me. Basically was my
But you were making more of an effort than him because you were planning every date.
Yeah, yeah. So then I would end up planning everything. But so, which was also like fine. Like I'm fine to plan it. But like what you're saying is correct. Like I did kind of plan like every day, basically.
Every once in a while, he should plan a date start to finish.
Yeah. Agree.
If in theory, because how many dates had you gone on? Like 9?
This is our 8th or 9th. Yeah.
8 or 9. Yeah. So at that point, there should be like maybe not 50-50 if you like to plan things, obviously, but
for us it was definitely like 90-10.
Yeah, that's fucked up,
because objectively he planned the second date. Like, I went to that was when I went to his apartment and he ordered a sugar fish.
How long ago now? We keep bringing up the sugar fish of it all.
I know. I think this is the least of the problems, though, is this.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly, this like cannot be actually the least of the problems that we have with this whole situation.
I'm like, you suggesting a place doesn't sound that crazy to me, but the rest.
I'm like, guys, the planning, let me just tell you, is actually the least of our concerns here.
The tip of the iceberg.
The iceberg was massive of underwater. What's going on. Like, massive. So basically, anyways, the reason I brought that up is because he picks the place. I go to the place and I'm like, oh, do we have a reservation or are we walking in? And he was like, we're walking in. And I get there and there's like a billion people there. Like, they're like,
where was
nowhere to sit. I actually was thinking that when you said where you were going, because I've obviously been wanting to go there since they opened the East Village location. And when I did try and go, it was too crowded.
Yeah.
What was this?
It's called Sauced.
Oh, yes. You did tell me that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sauced.
So it's a place called Sauced. It recently, I think, kind of recently opened in the East Village. Maybe not anymore. Yeah. But open this year, and I walk in, it's literally packed to the brim. Like, I couldn't even open the door to get into the place. That's, and so I immediately walk out. Good. I text the guy and I'm like, we absolutely cannot go here, there's no way. And so I'm scrolling trying to find us a new place, and I feel like the worst part about everything that I'm gonna say to follow this date makes this part of the entire situation like so much worse. Is this guy passed me on the street, he looks me up and down, and he's like, I just want to say those jeans look really good on you. And then keeps going. And so I was like, oh my God, like, I look good today. And these are like these jeans that I just like chopped up. And I was like, oh, these look good on me. Like, I'm feeling myself.
You're gassed up.
I was gassed the fuck up. I was like, this is going to be a good day. Like, I look good.
Aww.
I know. And then everything just went downhill.
That guy like knew somehow that you needed that.
At least you started off on a high.
He knew that you were going to need that comment to like save the day.
100%. So this guy and I, he ends up meeting me outside. We go to this bar called Elvis, which is actually where we went on a date like two or three times ago. Like, I think 3 times ago at this point. We went to this bar called Elvis in the East Village. It's this new-ish wine bar. Very cute, highly recommend. And we were able to walk in and get a seat. We were together for like two and a half hours. It was great. I mean, we always have so much to talk about, and like, I really like him, which is also kind of why I feel like I kept perpetuating this, is I was like, even if we do end up just friends, like, I am enjoying my time on the dates that we're going on. But it was the same thing where there was like no romantic vibe. It like literally felt like two friends catching up the entire time we were there.
Yeah.
Where by the end of it, in my head, I was like, okay, like, this is, If this ends the way I think it's going to end, which is, like, obviously, like, us just parting ways, like, we're friends, like, that's it.
Like a hug and go.
Yeah, like a hug and go.
Good to see ya.
Good to see ya. Talk to you next time. Yeah.
That's, like, giving friend.
Yeah. Giving friend. And so, we leave this place. He had a dinner after, of course. So, like, he already had plans.
He
told me he had plans earlier. He scheduled me. So, I kind of knew, like, what the situation was. But what? Not that I knew.
He's
but like,
always doing that. That he's like, oh, I have this. Oh, I didn't know that we'd be hanging out for so long.
Yeah. There's but always like
this plan,
a schedule of the plans, basically. And so, anyways, we're walking, and I'm like, okay, like, I'm gonna walk home. So, do you want to stop at your apartment first before you go back? Like, I'm happy to like walk you towards your apartment because it's on my way home, or like I can walk more west and then go down because I know that's where your dinner is. And he's like, no, we'll like keep walking, and then, you know, like, I'll eventually peel off. And so we're just walking aimlessly, like talking for like a really, really long time. And then eventually I'm like, okay, like, don't you have to go to your dinner? Like, should we find you like a subway, a bike rack, a taxi, whatever? He's like, okay, yeah, let me find a bike rack. Finds a bike rack. I walk into the bike rack. We hug goodbye. Immediately after hugging, he turns to me and he's like, I think we're maybe due for a check-in. And I was like, okay.
Due for a check-in? What corporate jargon is that?
Said we're due for a check-in.
We're due for a check-in?
Is he your boss?
It's the fuck?
Time for our one-on-one.
Guys, I literally think I blacked out after this check-in, because in my head also I was like,
this check-in.
I was like, what are we, like, what? Because firstly, that's not a word.
Firstly.
First of all, I was already confused about what the check-in was. Like, it took me a minute to register what he was referencing. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, happy to. Like, not even knowing what I was agreeing to. I was like, happy to check in. Like, what do you want to check in about? And he then proceeds to go, like, you know, I feel like we've been moving down the friend direction. Like, I know there was a lot of time in between us last seeing each other, and I've been trying to like gather my own emotions about this entire thing. And then I was like, I mean, yeah, like I've obviously also felt like this is moving in the friend direction, so I'm glad you said something. And then he said, you know, but like, I really care about you a lot. I literally was like getting broken up with at the bike rack. I was like, this actually couldn't be. I was like, can somebody please hit me with an e-bike right now? Like, I need to be laid flat on the floor and ran over.
I mean,
I was like, also, why is this happening at the bike rack?
It's like this conversation didn't need to even be had.
No, what happened was he waited till the very last minute because he didn't want to like have that combo and then still be like walking down the street with
well,
you.
Well, it should have happened at the restaurant.
I know. I wish he brought it up at the restaurant.
Like, why didn't the conversation come up when you were sitting there, like actually spending time together? Why did he then proceed to walk with you?
I guess it is better than it being a text afterwards.
I actually completely agree. Yeah. Because like, we had gone
it
on
it is
eight,
better yeah. that he's doing it in person. The timing was not great, but let's give him credit for doing it in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Credit where credit is due. I think it's very like a nice thing to do it in person.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he did it because obviously a week before I'd been like, I hope he ghosts me at this point because I just like need this to end abruptly right. somehow, essentially, other than like continuing to drag it on and like use more of my time basically.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't even remember what he said after that. This entire conversation was like 22 seconds.
Oh, like, I'm thinking that this is like a long-winded, like, I really care about you. No, it was very much so like one statement and then he got on his bike.
Correct. I did not say a word because
rode off into the sunset. Yeah.
No, but I felt like I was getting like hit in the gut because I was like, not even like, it was more so just the situation of it.
It was just shocking. Right.
Not even shocking. I think what I was most confused about is the way, like, we're at a bike rack right. standing in the middle of the street and we had just hugged goodbye. Like, I was turning to leave right. and then he starts off, we should have a check-in we're due for a check-in.
Yeah, you just weren't expecting it.
But,
yeah.
like, why wasn't that the purpose of him? Because he was the one that reached out to you to hang out. So why wasn't that the purpose of the hang yeah. to begin with? Like,
yeah.
I don't know
what I would have preferred, but it was not that. Because then, I mean, just given the nature of what had just happened, like, we literally just hugged goodbye. So it's not like we're going to, like, hug goodbye again. Then it created kind of, like, an awkward...
Did you just wave and walk away?
No, literally, Katie. Like, I...
Did you just be like, bye?
I was like, what the fuck just happened to me? No, I waddled off, me and my two buttholes. Yeah. I was like, God, this couldn't be worse.
But you were wearing cute jeans, though.
I was wearing cute jeans.
At least you looked good.
I looked friend good. I looked like a friend.
No.
You already, like, felt that way, though.
I know. So I wasn't, like, upset necessarily about the fact that that's how it went, because I had already a week before been like, I'm okay with this guy ghosting. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't care. Like, it obviously would be sad because I like this person and it had,
yeah.
you know,
potential.
And, like, I thought he was great. I think I was more annoyed, honestly, that I didn't bring it up first. Was my
I
major
I told you that
I know that was like
then
my major
you feel
qualm.
Like you're the one being rejected by him when you could have like
exactly because I had already been feeling like
Adam,
this
you literally said the complete opposite when I was like why don't you bring it up to him and then you go I want to be the one to get broken up with.
You're so right, but I wanted it to be in like I wanted to get ghosted
yeah,
or
yeah.
like a text
yeah.
yeah so he just did
I
like
I wanted him to end it but I didn't
I
want him
like,
to end it at the fucking
the
bike rack.
I was like,
so he did the right thing and you're mad yeah. at him for doing that.
But he did not. He did do the right thing, but that is like not the right
no,
play,
not the right setting.
Yeah,
guys, I wish this was recorded. I literally felt like I was in an episode of Sex and the City. Like we were walking away from the bike rack because he was like, "But you know, I still want to like hang out with you and like let's like do fun things in the
Wait,
city."
So you're walking away from the bike rack now, both of you.
We're like parting ways, and he's like, "But I still want to hang out with you and like."
Is
you
he know, on the bike?
He's not on the bike at this point.
He's pulling it out.
he's pulling it off. And he's pulling off the bike. And I'm just standing there like, how do I die? Like,
no,
I need
people
to die.
Walking by just thinking you're two buds, like just grabbing a bike, like no one knows.
Guys, it was
that there was a crime scene that occurred.
No, literally I felt like I got massacred in the street. And I swear I did not say a word. Like the only words that I said are, oh yeah, we can have a check-in. And then my second sentence was, I also felt like we were moving in the friend direction. Glad you brought it up. Like, those are the literal yeah. two only things that I said in that 25 seconds. Like, he...
So, have you texted since?
No, because
okay,
I...
Okay, good.
Well, I went to ChatGPT and I was like, girl, I am mad as hell. And she was like, well, what are you mad about? And I was like, I'm not mad about, like, being friend zoned. I'm mad that I didn't bring it up first because now my ego is shot and I feel like I'm the one to... I think that's
the majority of it always.
Yeah. And also like just even the fact that this dragged on for so long, I'm like, I think you knew that... I mean, which is also kind of partially my fault as well. Like, I could have ended earlier.
But why did he keep asking you out? I'm so confused.
I know. That's the part where I feel like I got dragged on.
Still hang out and do fun things.
I know, but I wish he would just... I don't know. It's. I'm not blaming him, actually, because I think this is completely also my fault.
Well, I think he also just enjoyed your company in general. Like, I don't think that
I enjoyed his as well, which is why I kept agreeing to these dates. Which is flattering,
and it's nice, but it's just... I feel like he... Yeah, there could have been an earlier convo about the friend thing.
Yeah, like, did we need to go 8 or 9 dates? Maybe not.
Well, he served his purpose.
He served his purpose.
And you had a good time.
I did have a good time. It made, honestly, for a good story, like, you know, at the end of the day. I also slept on it on, like, this happened Saturday.
Yeah, you were spiraling in the group chat. I'm glad you slept on it.
Fucking spiraling.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you, Adam.
And I literally go to ChatGPT and I'm like, how do I win? Like, I need win in this game.
It happened. We just move on now.
I know, Katie Colby, you're so rational. And, like, literally everybody I talked to, I called, like, 100 people.
I understand, though. Like, that's, like, it's frustrating when you feel like you've kind of lost the upper hand. And also, like, you just... You want to be excited about someone.
The blow to the ego is reciprocated.
I also just feel like I haven't been rejected like that kind of in like, well, objectively, literally a year ago to the day, basically, with Hillstone.
The original. Okay, anyone with Hillstone in the name.
Hillstone, I think, is my bad luck. I don't think I can go anymore.
Is canceled. Original OG Hillstone, Hillstone Sugarfish Man, they're all dead.
They're all dead. For sure. But yeah, so anyways, ChatGPT was like, if you want to checkmate this man, like, don't text him. Like, make him think that this was your idea. And then, like, see if he comes back. But I was like, no, girl, like, I don't...
ChatGPT's, like, low-key...
She's diabolical.
Yeah.
And I love her for it. She's really... I've trained her well.
She's kind of shady.
Like, she knows that I'm psychotic, I think. I asked her, I was like, do you think I'm crazy? And she was like, I mean, yeah, but, like, this is totally valid.
So, wait, back up. Is he the one that sent the last text? And you're not responding to that?
He never texted me after. Like, we just haven't talked after.
Okay, so both of you are mutually...
As we were, like, parting ways, he was like, I'll let you know, like, how the restaurant is. Because he was going to SVB, like, that new members club to, like, go to dinner. And he was like, I'll let you know how it is. Blah, blah, blah. And
You let me know how it is.
It was, like, the most awkward, like, parting of ways.
Shit. Yeah. So he didn't let you know.
He has not let me know.
He doesn't need to let you know. No, he doesn't. We're good.
I
mean,
so the thing is, if he texted me, like, I would be friends with him. So, like, I'm fine with it because I have no feelings for him. You know, like, I'm okay with, like, the friendship thing.
Yeah.
I'm more annoyed that I was the one to be rejected, you know?
Which is completely fair.
When I could have.
You like, are earlier. Valid. You are valid. I know. Feeling so that
my
way.
Ego is just fucked up now.
But yeah, that's really the worst part. And also, when you start just, like, imagining an alternate reality where things work out and like planning your future.
That wasn't even the alternate reality I was picturing. Alternate reality I was in was like me saying it on date 4 and being like, I feel like this is more going the friend vibe way.
No. Like you could look back and think about those conversations, but I feel like future tripping is like another thing where you like get caught up in thinking about like who this person like could be because like, you don't even excited. Really know them.
Because also honestly still. Objectively as we were coming towards the end of this like 8-9 date spree in my head I was kind of like maybe this is just how he is and he's just like a dry texter and like honestly I think I'm totally okay with that. Like I was like coming to terms with it.
You got
head.
Used to it.
Yeah, I was like maybe this is what I'm destined for in the future.
No, you should never settle.
But I feel like I wasn't settling per se. I was like, oh, I'm making a compromise because I enjoy the conversations that we have in
Where's
person.
Where's the line between really settling good. And compromise?
He also was like great on paper. And I was like, you know, and we had so much in common that I was like,
this could work. If that's the one thing that you're. Yeah, it would be fine.
And I like still care. I mean, it's also kind of crazy because I feel like I know so many things about his life. Like we honestly spent so much time together.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could just be great friends. So well, you could be good friends.
Which I think we would be like really great friends.
Just need a break for a second.
Yeah, I just need to simmer off the bike rack.
You need to like.
I can't look at bike racks.
Let
anymore.
Your ego heal, and then you can be friends.
Yeah, me and City Bike have some beef. Let me tell you.
But it's a good story to have. Yeah. I mean, I feel like nowadays people are always asking on dates like, oh, what was the worst date you've ever been on?
Yeah. And like, I don't even think I would be able to say it was him, like, because it wasn't. Like, I had great dates
with
him.
But you, yeah. now you have another one that you can, another story you can tell. I feel like for some reason, whenever I was going on dates, people, the guys were always asking, like, what's like how, like, have you been on Hinge for a while? Like, what are your bad date stories? And I like just never had like a bad date story.
That's so interesting. I feel like I don't oftentimes talk about my dating life on dates because I almost feel like it's like threatening to them.
I completely agree. But for some reason that these dudes that I was pulling out of Hinge were asking me for stories. They wanted to be told a story.
I hate when guys ask that.
But why do they always ask it?
Because they have one that they want to share. I literally.
True.
I literally am You're like.
Tell me yours.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Maybe you should go first.
You're like, I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
I'm like, this date might be my story. So.
Well, I could never think of one. Also, like, the stories that they would tell, like, weren't, I can't even remember a single one.
No.
They weren't good.
They weren't legendary.
What the
fuck? You're like, nothing to write home about.
Yeah. In hindsight, like, what the fuck was that? Why are we talking about bad dates on date one of?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are
it's like a bad omen almost.
No, you're so right. Okay, now I'm starting to rethink every date that I went on before Jack. Red flags.
You know what I was low-key thinking in my head? Is you went on 8 dates with that guy who ended up being horrible, came to your birthday party, met your parents, and then I feel like you met Jack kind of like right after. Like, wasn't Jack the first one right after?
No, because there was the guy that got hit by the bike.
Oh, okay. We had a few actually after
the
that.
Guy that. No, there were two people in between.
Because BFG was after.
BFG, and then the guy that got hit by a bike.
Right.
But.
Ick.
Oh, I feel bad. I do.
It always boils down to the damn bike. And the
thing is, all three of those guys were very nice guys. Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about the guy that came to my birthday party. Thank God. You know what? That was the year that my parents didn't come because my sister got sick. And I'm really glad that they didn't come because they would have met him.
Oh, you're right. I thought they did meet him, but I guess not.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I got friend vibes from him too. Mm. Like, when we were seeing each other, I was kind of like, where is this going? And then he was also like very, very close to this roommate to the point where like the roommate was like always being brought up like, oh, my roommate. And I'm like, oh, it's his roommate. But then he like consulted his roommate to break up with me. Like, he was like, I was talking to so-and-so and I was like, he totally drafted this breakup text. It was a text also.
I remember.
With his roommate. So they were just too close. I'm sorry.
You're like, there's something there.
There's, I don't know. I don't want to assume. They be
fucking. Yeah. They're fucking. You know what?
I wasn't going to go there. Yeah. But the roommate was a little too close for comfort. It would have been three of us in the relationship. So I'm very glad that that ended. See? It all works out.
It all works out.
It all works out.
The reason I was thinking about that is I was like, maybe the next one, but then you just said there's two after.
Yeah. He's your good luck, Chuck.
No, you have two more and then you'll find your
fuck. Okay. I need to go on a Barry's date with this one guy and then I need to find one more off the streets. And
No, I have really good feeling about this summer. I really do.
I'm going to date Katie's neighbor.
I know. Honestly.
Did she tell you about this whole realization?
No, there's a realization.
Oh, there was an epiphany that
there's
happened.
There's a neighbor, there's a building resident here.
I think I've been on Fire Island with him. One.
Wait, that's so funny.
And then also we've matched on a bunch of dating apps.
Yeah,
and
so how crazy is that?
Yeah,
that's
and
wild.
I was convinced that I had gone on a date with him before. He had a British accent and I didn't remember going on a date with the guy with the British accent because I was, so then I was like, I don't think we actually ended up going on a date, but we've matched on so many dating apps.
How crazy is that? Like the smallest world. So that could be something. Well, so. I texted Colby because I like randomly, you know, when you wake up and you have like one very specific thought in your head and you're like, where did that come from?
Sure.
Like maybe it was in my dream. Like it's like the first thing that hits your brain in the morning when you open your eyes.
Okay.
And my first thought on like, I think Saturday morning was Colby's birthday is going to be really fun this year, which is in August.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Colby's going to have a great birthday this year because we're going to be in the Hamptons.
I'm so excited.
We're going to have a really fun time. I was like, maybe we'll do hibachi. Maybe we'll get a private chef.
Oh, a beach picnic.
Beach picnic with some pizza.
Oh my God, that sounds so nice. I'm so excited
on the beach
summer.
Is my fave.
Yeah, that's so you.
This is gonna be the best summer ever.
So you're thinking of that and I was like, no, this is gonna be
every time when we get summer. To this time of year I'm like, I just want to be single for the summer.
Yeah, so there you go.
Dig around.
And there you go, we're gonna have a great
that's
time.
It's like my ongoing issue that I'm like, I want a boyfriend and then I'm like, but I also literally love being single except for like the 2 days a week that I hate being single. And then I go back to loving it.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend last night who's gay, and he's in like the same scenario as I am somewhat, where he was like, all the guys in New York are just horrible.
And like the other hard part is like the gay pool is obviously like so small. Mm-hmm. So it's like we've done run through like the New York gay pool. Like we all have so many mutuals. Like the fact that Katie's freaking neighbor is some guy that I've matched with on like a million apps.
So wild.
It's just hilarious. And then obviously like this guy that I'd gone on 8 or 9 dates with, like we went to that bachelorette party and she's like, oh my God, who are you texting? Like, get me up to date on your dating life.
Oh, yeah.
And I show her his first name and she's like, wait, he dated my best friend. And I was like, oh my
God. But they had a similar story, didn't they?
He ghosted him.
Yeah.
So like, our friend's friend got ghosted by this guy that I was seeing. So at least this guy gave me the
he gave the
benefit
the
of the bike ride.
Yeah,
I mean, you're just clearing the roster for summer.
Oh, but that's like the whole worst part about
this
entire situation.
Cleaning.
Is now you have to like go through the whole iteration of like meeting someone new, going on a first date, and like I'm just not good at dating multiple people at once. I feel like my schedule already like barely allows for one.
Yeah, you don't have time. I totally get that.
So I just got a TikTok yesterday and I like you sent Snarly Carly. I love her videos. She's so funny and relatable. But this other girl came up and she was like, how am I supposed to have a roster when I can hardly even find one man attractive? Like, it's so crazy. The pool is so bad right now. From what I can see.
Yeah.
It's like the people that I know who are single are bad options.
For sure. I mean, so Tinks is like TikToks, I feel like don't come up as much for me anymore. But recently she started coming up for me again. And she just did this TikTok about how like every single guy she dates, she's like, I think they're boring.
Yeah.
And cannot date anybody. And I'm like, you're so right. Like people aren't, nobody's fun anymore.
Yeah.
No, we're in a slump right now. I feel like
everyone's ugly. No one's fun. What's happening?
Ugly and not fun right now. I feel like we'll get through it.
Same.
In summer, everyone will get that summertime bug of being like,
hot.
Let's fucking go.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I feel like this summer is looking bright.
I'm feeling confident
for
us.
You gotta clear the roster and have a blank slate.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. Colby, I like your roster right now.
Yeah, Colby's roster's pretty good
right now. Let's keep yours.
Keep that intact.
Let's keep yours where it's at. And
I think that might be all we have time for today, girls. We're missing out on an advice segment again, but we just keep yapping for so long.
Truthfully, the advice segment, like the emails are kind of dry right now. So either resubmit because we might have missed it, but give us something really good. Like even if it's just a story, guys, even if it's just a story like that didn't even happen to you, that like happened to someone.
Even if you made it up.
Even if you made it up, we would not know. Give us something fresh and fun to talk about when we get back from our spring.
From our actual spring break next week.
Yeah, spring break is next week. So do not expect an episode from us. I'm serious this time.
Katie swears, no episode.
I swear, I'm going to be on a cruise ship, so.
Katie at sea.
Yeah. Well,
sweet life on deck.
Yeah, you're going to be Debbie Ryan.
I can't wait to say.
Debbie Ryan?
With that.
Yeah, she was on Sweet Life on Deck.
She was. Are you trying to think of who she is?
She dated Zach.
She's like the redhead. There's like strawberry blonde.
Wasn't there another girl? Was she the main girl? Was Ashley Tisdale not there?
I don't think so.
London Tipton was there.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm having like a total
I love
like
that London is married to Macaulay Culkin.
Me too.
Oh.
They're so perfect together. Okay, sorry. I just had a brain fart. I think maybe Ashley Tisdale was not on Sweet Life on Deck.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we need to wrap.
All right, sorry. I gotta go.
And with that,
I gotta go.
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye. I gotta do some Googling.
What do you gotta Google?
The cast Ashley Tisdale of Sweet Life on Deck.
Priorities.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.